WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Thursday. It's May 17th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Rain, go away. Not today or tomorrow. May not dry out until Sunday. Tens of thousands of New Jersey residents need mental health help, but they can't get it. A shocking lawsuit alleging police officials in a wealthy Jersey town terrorized their underlings with sex toys. And what happened to all the clowns in New Jersey? In sports, Phil's top Baltimore 4-1, Mets crushed by Toronto. The Yankees were rained out again. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero. It is raining hard in spots this morning.
That's right. The northern half of New Jersey is seeing some pretty steady rain at this point from I-195 all the way to the top of the state. As that pours down, of course, we've got a little bit of thunder and lightning in there, but some visibility problems and maybe some ponding on roadways as well. So we're going to see periods of rain today. The drenching rain is going to continue through at least part of the weekend. There will be breaks and lulls in the wet weather along the way. Right now, most of South Jersey is fairly dry, and northern New Jersey could see some breaks in the rainfall action later on. High temperatures will range from the mid-60s to the lower 70s today. Showers continue tonight, with fog likely again, lows in the upper 50s. Steadier, heavier rain back in the forecast tomorrow. Probably a washout of a day. Temperatures mostly in the 50s. Still raining Saturday morning. Hopefully, we will start to dry out and clear out by Saturday afternoon. Right now, Lakewood is 56, Metuchen 56, Montclair 57.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. As that rain continues to fall on New Jersey, there are still thousands without power this morning from Tuesday's violent storms. About 29,000 in the dark, mostly in Morris, Sussex, Passaic, and Bergen counties, and no word from the utilities when customers can expect restoration. They are crying out for help, but nobody appears to be listening. During our special town hall meeting last night on mental health in New Jersey, we uncovered several residents, both on air and online, who have no problem admitting they suffer from mental illness, but the real problem is getting in front of somebody who can help them.
Frank from Little Egg Harbor needs help. Since moving to New Jersey 2 years ago, he's received hardly any.
They sent me to a therapist, and all I got was half an hour every 2 weeks. That's all they had available.
Kathy from Toms River wants to speak one-on-one with a professional about her issues as soon as possible, but that's not happening.
I was put on a waiting list for over 8 months.
Both happen to be on state insurance. Phil Lubitz with the National Alliance on Mental Illness New Jersey says the demand for publicly funded mental health services clearly outstrips the help available. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now you can get a complete replay of last night's town hall, audio and video, at nj1015.com on our Facebook page and our free mobile app. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Need your rain gear again today. Drenching rains continue really from today through Saturday, and a flood watch is now posted for most of the state from tonight through Friday. Periods of rain today. We may see a break or a lull in the wet weather this afternoon, but that rain is going to be back tonight and tomorrow and again on Saturday. Temperatures are starting out in the 50s and 60s, and we'll see anywhere from the mid-60s to the lower 70s today. We'll have more on the prospects for at least a 50% weekend coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, what's going on in Mountainside? What do you hear about a lawsuit involving police and giant sex toys? That story's coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
I'm on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Some intense heavy rain is likely throughout the morning rush. That's going to slow things down this morning. We have some concerns really by now through the weekend about possible flooding because of the heavy rain. Not going to dry out until after Saturday. And Dan's going to have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. What is going on in Mountainside? New Jersey 101.5 has obtained details of a scandal-ridden lawsuit alleging a ranking police official terrorized fellow cops with a big blue sex toy. Yes, you heard that correct. There is a lot about this we cannot say on the radio, but Patrick Lavery joins us live to fill in at least some of the details. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. An overwhelming number of complaints are against Detective Sergeant Andrew Huber, who would allegedly wave the blue marital aid in people's faces, including one time the borough fire chief. Huber is also accused of defecating in a colleague's boots, putting his privates on others' food, hiding in the locker room bathroom buck naked, and flinging feces-tainted toilet paper at one of the plaintiffs in the suit. Police Chief Alan Atanasio is named as well for training his handgun's laser pointer on others, and Lieutenant Thomas Murphy is accused of using the N-word and bringing in his own sex toy. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. If you want to read all of the salacious details, you can do so at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app, but we will warn you there is information in that lawsuit that many may find offensive. In South Orange, a school board member is caught on camera cursing at a police officer after being pulled over for speeding and calling the local police chief a skinhead cop. South Orange Maplewood School Board member Stephanie Lawson Muhammad, who is black, can be heard telling the white cop she's scared of cops because you guys hurt black people. Neither Lawson Muhammad nor the school board are commenting. You can see that video at NJ1015.com this morning. As expected, maybe feared, New Jersey Transit's latest report to federal regulators show it's still far from reaching a December deadline to install federally mandated safety equipment to avoid collisions and derailments. Despite claims of making progress, there's been none on their equipment anyway. The positive train control emergency braking system has been installed on 35 of 440 locomotives in the fleet, the same number reported at the end of last year. It may have been a student prank, but it sent more than two dozen kids to the hospital from the Burlington County Institute of Technology School in Medford. A can of pepper spray discharged in the lunchroom. Police say a student did it, but they won't say more. If you own a car or have a driver's license in New Jersey, be warned not to fall for the latest MVC phone scam.
Garden State residents are getting phony baloney calls from fake Motor Vehicle Commission workers who are telling people their license or registration has been suspended and they need to pay a fee to get their driving privileges restored. MVC Chief Administrator Sue Fulton says this is an outrageous scam.
Motor Vehicle Commission is not going to call you on the phone. If you have a problem with your license or registration, you're going to get a mailed notice.
She adds, if you get this kind of call, you can go to njmbc.gov to report it. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:10. New Jersey's largest water company jacking up its rates, New Jersey American Water, imposing a 12% increase next month. State regulators could roll back that increase or modify it, but the company hopes to keep charging you more to fund what they say are system upgrades. If you were attacked on the street, would you know how to fight back? The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office may expand its program sponsoring free self-defense classes. They saw plenty of interest last Saturday, and another crowd is expected this weekend.
Prairie Rugillo and her staff at Girl Fight in Toms River train residents on how to protect themselves during an unwanted circumstance, like how to land a palm strike to the face.
With that palm strike, you're looking to hit below the nose, shatter that nose. And I don't care how tough you are, you get that nose broken, it's going to shut you down real quick.
And participants aren't there to just watch. Rugillo says they're put into these pretend dangerous scenarios while in class.
Unless you're actually doing it and learning it yourself, it may not come into your mind in a panic situation.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
With the demolition of the iconic circus drive-in last week, only one giant clown sign remains in New Jersey. That's Calico the Clown in Middletown. But now this morning, we'll learn Calico is also at risk of being removed, even though the future is still uncertain.
Margie Rafferty, who runs the Save Calico Facebook page, says she grew up driving past the giant evil clown who's been sitting outside the Food Circus supermarket since 1955.
As a matter of fact, the owners have been jazzing him up depending on the season. He actually had a shamrock for St. Patty's Day, and now he has a baseball with the Budweiser's logo in it for the baseball season.
The supermarket has since been replaced with a liquor store, and that's expected to be replaced with a larger shopping center. Joe Azzalina Jr., the liquor store's owner, says he expects the shopping center's developers to refurbish Calico and move him to a display area. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:12. Heavy rains are going to continue this morning. Dan has the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
I like that you could just call in and say what you have to say.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Dan, this has really been a sustained week of rain so far.
Yeah, and it's not over yet. Many more raindrops to come and several more inches of rain to come. It is really pouring across, I'll call it central New Jersey right now, the heaviest rain between Interstate 195 and Interstate 78. It's a bit lighter north of that. The southern half of the state, I see one little band of rain pushing through Cape May County right now. We're actually mostly dry. So through the day, this is the story. We'll see periodic rain. There could be breaks and lulls in the action along the way, especially this afternoon into this evening. Things look to calm down a little bit, especially the further north you are. High temperatures today, mid-60s to lower 70s. Showers continue tonight with some fog as well, lows in the upper 50s. We have a flood watch that goes into effect this evening through at least tomorrow. Tomorrow is looking like a washout as steadier, heavier rain returns across the entire state. Temperatures in the 50s for most of tomorrow. Still raining Saturday morning. Hopefully we'll start to dry out and clear out Saturday afternoon. A much drier day in store for Sunday. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, tens of thousands of New Jersey residents need mental health help, but they say they can't get it. What happens next? A shocking lawsuit alleging police officials in a wealthy New Jersey town was terrorizing underlings with sex toys. In sports, Phillies over Baltimore 4-1, Mets crushed by Toronto 12-1. The Yankees are rained out again. They're going to return to D.C. June 18th for the makeup. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. It is very wet out there for the northern and central part of the state. A little drier south of Interstate 195. We'll see periods of rain today. Umbrella, a good idea. High temperatures will range from the mid-60s to the lower 70s this afternoon. New Jersey First News time coming up on 5:20.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on a Thursday morning in the Great Garden State. You'll need your rain gear on the way out to work or school this morning. And already we are getting reports of some ponding on the roadways because of the very heavy rains that have been starting to move through New Jersey this morning. And that's really going to be with us through the morning rush hour, and rain really with us right on through Saturday. So we'll have more on your weekend weather forecast with Dan coming up here in just a minute. Will we at least squeeze out a nice Sunday with all of this? Governor Murphy continues his push to raise taxes and give driver's licenses to illegals, ideas that are very unpopular. But a new poll finds many of you still feel pretty positive about the job he's doing.
Ashley Koning of the Rutgers-Eagleton poll says a just-released survey finds more Jersey residents have a good impression of Phil Murphy than a bad one.
Governor Murphy right now is at 46% approval with New Jerseyans, and 29% of New Jerseyans disapprove of the job he's doing, with another 25% who are unsure.
The poll also finds the most popular politician in the Garden State is Jersey's junior U.S. Senator.
Cory Booker continues to shine with 46% favorable to 25% unfavorable.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:24. 7 months after the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, police have released witness statements and officer reports about the shooting that killed 58 people and injured hundreds on the Las Vegas Strip. Names were blacked out in more than 1,200 pages of police reports made public, but the report contains dozens of witness accounts of gunfire and bloody bodies and describe in detail the terror, confusion, and compassion to care for the wounded. New Jersey spends a lot of our money on public education, from pre-K through high school, only to see the nation's biggest net outflow of high school graduates to colleges in other states. State officials may soon be required to study why this continues to happen.
Senator Sandra Cunningham's bill would require the state to survey high school seniors and guidance counselors about reasons graduates leave New Jersey for college, plus review the academic and socioeconomic characteristics of students who stay here or leave.
We want to rebrand our school system, our educational system, so that it appears that people actually want to come to New Jersey to college. And one way to do that is to see what we're missing.
Cunningham says once those students graduate from out-of-state colleges, they often don't return to New Jersey. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Can't stand your neighbors? You're not alone. A new survey finds about 2,000 out of 2,000 Americans found 36% of them have had issues with their neighbor that developed into full-blown arguments. On this week's Forever 39 podcast, Megan and Annette revealed the top five neighbor complaints.
Noise, parking, general noise, trash, and just sort of an unkept environment.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And animal noise.
Forever 39, one of the many original podcasts from New Jersey 101.5. Check it out. Subscribe on the NJ 101.5 app, iTunes, or Google Play. The heavy rains are going to continue for today, and we're not going to see really a dry out until halfway through the weekend. Dan has more on that in 4 minutes on a half hour at 5:30. Then coming up on the half hour, the biggest takeaway from our town hall on mental health is many need help but can't get it. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian stocks mixed after strong factory data from the U.S. helped spur gains overnight on Wall Street. Dow was up 0.4%. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Pachauz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
All Jersey, all the time.
Most reliable station in New Jersey, and definitely one of the funniest.
New Jersey 101.5.